Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Is this now essentially an 8-week season for the Texans? Let's talk about it here on In the Loop. I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig, and you as well on this Wednesday. Appreciate you hanging with us. You can get in touch with the show on YouTube or the Twitch chats. And you can text us at any time, 713-572-4610, to join the conversation. We talked earlier, last hour, about the bye week for the Texans, whether it's a good time to have this bye or not. We got mixed reviews on the text line. Some people like it now. Some people wish it was later in the season. You know, I wish the Texans could just keep rolling, but What's interesting now, regardless, I mean, this is the bye, but when you come out of this bye, you look at this schedule for the Texans. I know you were making this point that now this kind of, when you look at the second, what we can call the second half, the post-bye part of the season now, it becomes almost like an 8-week season for the Texans right now.
Yeah, look, I really think, well, it's cutting time. Mm-hmm. I'll put it that way. You get your rest, you have the bye week, coming off a good, you know, game. Good couple of games if you want to just throw in the Titans all together, not just the fourth quarter, two wins. And then this is – you're still – here's the thing, and this is why I started looking at these eight games. You're still, you know, behind 2-4-1 teams in your division. You still are 2-3. If you could get a winning – just a winning record, just go 5-3 in your next eight games, well, then you're – you know, you're – you're what?
In the mix.
You're in the mix. You're in the mix. And the best thing is you're facing teams that you can sort of clip off. You know, you can take them down a little bit. Let's look at the next eight games. I'm going to throw out the Titans, all right? Because they're you face them in 4 weeks after the bye, 4 or 5 weeks after the bye. But let's look at the next eight opponents. You go Seattle, San Francisco, Denver, Jacksonville, Tennessee, and then Buffalo, Indianapolis, and Kansas City. Think about that. Like in that stretch, you're pretty much going to know where you stack up in the AFC in particular by December 7th, and then I think it's, what, 3 or 4 games after that. But in these next eight games, you're going to face 6 AFC teams, 4 division leaders, 3 of the current top 10 defenses in the NFL, 7 of the current top 15 defenses in the NFL, 4 of the current top 10 quarterbacks, 6 of the top 15 quarterbacks, 6 of the top 10 offenses.
Jeez.
I mean, this is a stretch. These 8 games after the bye against those teams that are going to define your season. They're going to, you know, and then you can get to the final stretch of games and say, all right, we know where we stand. If you can just go 5-3 in those 8 games, then all of a sudden, you know, you're going to be obviously 7-7 and have a chance to yes, is that right? 7-7?
Seven and six, right?
So you're going to be 7-6, and you're going to find out exactly where you are.
And not only that, find out where you are in terms of like the standings to see how you match up, but to see where you are in terms of like, is this legitimately a team that can compete? Because these are the teams mm-hmm. that you're going to have to try to get through if you want to accomplish anything this year, like in the postseason and later on this year. And if you struggle against these good teams, then it's like, oh yeah, we are not that good of a team.
Yeah.
And that was the knock, you know, when we were talking in the offseason and people were making their Texans predictions and they were saying, 10 wins this year, but you know, five might come against the division. It's like, well, then you have them under 500 against the rest of the league. They got to beat some of these teams.
Right.
And so that's where this is the real test. Like, can you go into Seattle and beat the Seahawks on Monday Night Football? Can you beat the Broncos with one of the best defenses in the league? And, you know, the Bills on a short week and so on and so forth. So not only to see how they stack up in the standings, but to see how they actually stack up as a legitimate, you know, weapon or dangerous team in the AFC. So you set the bar, like, is that the minimum to go? You have to have a winning record?
Winning record. Go 5-3. That's not greedy.
No, it's not.
But because here's the other part of it. Like, if you look at the AFC right now, the big surprises, the teams that you're going to, the playoff caliber teams through 5 weeks of the NFL season. Well, you want to be able to take those out and have that edge against them, and maybe that's a team that you're going to have to go through. All right, let's talk about the AFC. Denver, that's a squad that you're probably going to have to go through. You got them. You got Jacksonville. They're 4-1. You got Buffalo. We know what they've done. You have Indianapolis. They're 4-1. And then, of course, you have Kansas City. Just in these 8 weeks, these eight straight games coming out of the bye, you're going to know exactly where you are. You know, you can talk about, you know, this and that might happen and all that. But, you know, after Kansas City, you got the Cardinals, Raiders, Chargers, and Colts again. But before you get there, you're going to know exactly where you stand. If you're going to have a shot. If you're going to have a shot at all to make a run into the postseason.
I'm with you. Mm-hmm. And the way you laid that out, it is a tough stretch. And then you look at, they started the season with the Rams, the Bucks, the Jaguars. That's a tough start.
Mm-hmm.
And then even you mentioned they finally get a break after those eight games, I think, where you get the Cardinals at home, you get the Raiders at home. Those are two of the easier games.
Mm-hmm.
But then you go to the Chargers, who I think will still be a good team. And then you get the Colts. It's like, man, where is the break in this schedule? It just happened, those two games against the Titans and the Ravens. That's about it. This is a tough draw from top to bottom for the Texans this year. And now coming off the bye, you know, this is where you figure out how good this team is and if they can actually hang with the big boys in the AFC, if they're going to be part of the competition. If they go 500 or worse during this eight-game stretch, they'll come out of it with an overall record of under 500, a losing record that late in the season. So, yeah, you got to make sure to win some of these games.
And you want to know how good this offense is? Well, you're going to find out.
Yeah.
You have Seattle right out of the chute. You know, is this offense real? Okay, you got Seattle. Then you have San Francisco. Again, some injuries, but pretty dang good defense. Then Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, by the way, Jacksonville's defense is top 10 right now.
Yeah. And they got a bunch of, they lead the league in forced turnovers. Mm-hmm. They get after you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then even you get the Bills on a short week. Follow that up by going to the Colts at the Chiefs. That's a tough stretch with the Titans mixed in before that. So yeah, this is what it comes down to. You know, this eight game stretch here for the Texans to decide things on this team. When you look at these matchups, I mean, you know, as always, it's become a bit of a cliche in sports talk radio. Mike and the Mad Dog always used to do it. They would go through the schedule. That's a win. That's a loss.
Yeah.
And that's always become a cliche and kind of like the low hanging fruit. But when you look at these eight games, I know they need to go at least 5-3. Do you have like an expectation for them? When you look at some of these matchups, do you think like, oh, I don't know if they can beat the, you know, I don't know if they could actually beat the Bills and the Colts, or, you know, how do you view these eight matchups, these next eight games for the Texans? Or maybe that's the big question, though. We don't really know how they match up with these other teams just yet.
Yeah, that to me, that is the big question, because what you do is you have, you know, five on the road, I believe. One, two, three, four. No, you have four on the road, four at home.
Yep.
So that's perfect. I don't care how it happens, but you got it. This is the stretch. I mean, the only weak team there is at Tennessee on November 16th. Got to figure that's going to be a win as bad as Tennessee is. Every other team is going to directly affect your standing. Several of these teams are going to directly affect your standing in the AFC. They're all contending playoff teams, the AFC teams that you're facing: Denver, Jacksonville, again, throw out Tennessee, Buffalo and Indianapolis, and then Kansas City. That's five right there in the AFC. The NFC teams, obviously at Seattle, that's going to be that's a tough game. That's a Monday night in Seattle, late start with a good defense. You know, all you want there is just to win. I don't know if you can count on that, but to me, it's these AFC teams that you're facing, because this is all of a sudden Jacksonville's legit, or at least seems to be on the standings. Indianapolis is legit. I don't know if anybody is still thinking they're, you know, that the the other shoe is going to fall or whatever.
Yeah.
I think they're legit. And then you have, you know, Buffalo and Kansas City and Denver. Denver, you know, clearly is one of those teams that people are going to be high on. So I don't, the prediction game to me is obviously tough to be accurate on those, but I think your options are there. Your opportunity is there with these AFC teams.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yeah, the only saving grace I'll offer up, because this is a daunting two-month stretch, is just that when we looked at the schedule before this season, you look at that game in Baltimore and you think, no way.
Yeah.
And then you get to that week and it's like, oh, they're such a mess that actually the Texans better win this game.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only saving grace, that maybe by the time you take on the Jaguars in a month, like, yeah, maybe they did step, you know, kind of regress to the mean, take a step back. Ah, maybe you take, by the time you take on the Colts, who knows? Jonathan Taylor might be injured. Who, you know, you don't know the situation. So, that's the only saving grace, but otherwise, on paper, I mean, this is as bad of a, as tough of a stretch as you'll probably find in the NFL over the next 2 months.
I think it's the most pivotal stretch of the year. I think we'll know December 7th, after that Kansas City game, Sunday Night Football, by the way, exactly if we think this team is going to get in the postseason or not. Now, you got Jacksonville at home. Again, I think they're gaining respect. I don't know how much they're respected legitimately, but they're gaining respect. Maybe that's a dub right there. And then at Tennessee, that's a dub right there. So you got two right there. You got to get to five. You got to get to five to really hit that final stretch and feel like you're going to have a shot.
Text the show, 713-572-4610. When you hear those next eight games, what are your thoughts? If the Texans need to have a winning record in that eight-game stretch, do you think they can do it? How many wins would you give them in that eight-game slate that begins after the bye week?
How does Denver, how are you feeling about Denver right now? At home, Sunday, noon game, November 2nd, they're 3-2. They've been really hard to predict.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll say it's a game the Texans, as we sit here today, should win.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be curious what the opening line would be on that one. Now, I'm on record. I thought the Broncos were going to take a step back this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the biggest Bo Nix guy still, despite last year. I mean, they did not beat a team last year that had a winning record and still were able to make the playoffs. So I thought, you know, there's some they have a really good defense, no doubt. But I thought there's some fraudulent behavior to this Broncos team. And then, as you just said, even this year, they're hard to predict. I mean,
their only good win is against, if you can consider that, against the Eagles.
Right.
And in Philadelphia.
For about three quarters, they were kind of getting run out of the building. The Eagles let them hang around, and then the Broncos pull off that great comeback. So they have a really good defense. I can't deny that. But I don't know how good of a team they really are.
They lost to the Colts, and they lost to the Chargers. And the other two wins are against the Titans and the Bengals.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so they, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to expect from Denver legitimately, but I still think, you know, you want to give them that one? You want to give them that one at home? That's three.
I hope so.
You got to find two more.
If that game was in Denver, I would feel a lot worse. Since it's at home, you should beat the Broncos. Yeah, you should beat the Titans.
And then Jacksonville at home. Okay, you feeling good about Jacksonville, division game at home?
Yeah.
So there's three. You got to find two more among at Kansas City, at Indianapolis, Bills on a Thursday night at home. Maybe the short week affects Buffalo. Then you start out, of course, with at Seattle and Niners at home.
Yeah, maybe you just win your four home games. Mm-hmm. Niners, Broncos, Jags, although that would be a three-game winning streak there. And then you beat the Bills on a short week mm-hmm. at home. That's not an easy game. And then winning the Titans, that's your five. Mm-hmm. Maybe the Chiefs are more of a mess by the time you get to them in December.
Or not.
Yeah, maybe they hit their stride.
They were moving the ball. They were just making some mistakes that were very unlike Kansas City.
Well, that's why I said it yesterday. The Chiefs, during that game on the night, they had the most yards in the first half of any game this year. I thought, you know, they were up 14-0. I thought they're about to win three straight. Yeah. I bet them to win the AFC. I was like, let me get it while the getting is good, because this is when they're going to start taking off. And then they crash in the second half. But, yeah, I mean, they've shown some signs of certainly improvement the last few weeks on offense and overall for that Chiefs team. On the text line, 281 says, the Texans know how to play Josh Allen. And the Colts have played one winning team and lost.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not worried about those two matchups, I guess. I wouldn't bank on, I know they made Josh Allen look silly last year, and I think part of that might have been an undiagnosed concussion.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't bank on that year in and year out of like, oh yeah, we got Josh Allen. We don't need to worry about the Bills. We got Josh Allen.
Josh Allen,
out. Yeah.
Piece of cake.
Yeah.
we got
Who's
him.
Is this Allen guy in Buffalo? Next.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'd bank. I think it's a short week. You get them at home. That helps. You beat them last year, but I think they're going to be even hungrier now.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't bank on that.
So and we're at three, huh?
Yeah.
Broncos, Jags, and Titans.
Yeah, I think I hope you could beat Mac if Mac Jones is still playing in, what's that, two more weeks?
Mm-hmm.
I hope you could beat the Niners at home.
That'd be a four-game win streak going into that Buffalo game, even if you're giving the Seattle a loss.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, the Seahawks is winnable. I'm still not sold on Sam Darnold. I know it's in Seattle. It's Monday night. It's a tough game.
Mm-hmm.
But it's winnable, of course. All these games are winnable. The Niners, Broncos are at home. You could very easily win those. Probably should beat the Jaguars at home. Should definitely beat the Titans. The Bills, I almost chalk that up as a schedule loss.
Although at home, Thursday night, Buffalo coming from New York.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Have to let me check who the Bills are playing
the week prior. Road team traveling across the country on a Thursday night.
Well, you know what?
You're the gambler. Yeah. You know this.
That's right. It's part of the reason why I took the Rams in my survivor pool. Yeah. They were the first a favorite to lose a Thursday night game this year. You figure if the Texans are favorite at home, that'd be an advantage.
And the Texans defense had the best Josh Allen last year?
Yeah,
last year. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man, it could be a defensive type of game.
Just get me to five. Get me to five going into that final stretch with Arizona and Vegas at home. I mean, yeah, Arizona and Vegas at home, and they're in good shape.
Well, then that's the other thing. So if you win five games in that stretch, you're what we said, 7-6.
Mm-hmm.
Then you should beat the Cardinals, the Raiders. Okay, so then you have 9 wins
entering
the final two games of the season.
You're in good shape.
It's probably – how many wins do you think overall? Do you think a playoff team could get in 9 and 8 this year?
They're going to mess around and go 10-7 again.
Yeah, I know. Probably.
Three straight years.
Yeah, taxes, death, and D'Amico Ryan's team's going 10-7.
Yeah, then they go to L.A., which could be flex. That could be a Saturday game. Because that you're playing both days on that, and then end the season with the Colts at home. You got to get five. Get me to five in the next 8-game stretch.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Mm-hmm. You got to have a winning record so that you have a winning record overall coming out of that stretch.
Yeah.
Ocho on the text line says, let's keep it a buck. We ass.
Okay, Cam.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. It is a tough stretch for the Texans. Text us to let us know your thoughts. 713-572-4610. The season might have just become even shorter, where you can just minimize it to these next 8 games. What are your expectations? What do you think is likely for the Texans to achieve in this 8-game stretch? Let us know on the text line. In the meantime, it's that time of day. We got to get to our lunchtime confessions. We'll do it next. It's In the Loop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.